Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Max and Jez with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Chinese-backed Yancoal plans to extend the life of its Yarrabee coal mine in central Queensland until 2070. The mine will produce up to 4 million tonnes annually, adding roughly 74 million tonnes over its extended life. The expansion, covering an extra 2,300 hectares, would create 60 new full-time jobs, bringing total employment to 490, with mining in the area starting in 2028. While Yancoal highlights the project's economic and regional benefits, conservationists raise concerns over land clearing, water impacts, and the significant greenhouse gas emissions. In national news, drivers working in the gig economy for Uber Eats and DoorDash may soon be earning a minimum wage if a deal with the union is passed by the Fair Work Commission. Drivers are currently paid per delivery, but under a world-first minimum wage standard deal struck with the Transport Workers Union, drivers would be paid at least $31 an hour, with platforms required to make up any difference, protecting workers from losing out due to factors outside of their control. Michael Caine, National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, said, "These companies came into Australia, pushed workers outside of the normal protections beyond the pay rise. For years, these workers have languished below the minimum wage in Australia. That's simply not good enough."
Housing affordability has never been worse in Australia, with it now taking more than a decade to save a standard 20% deposit for a house in most capital cities, according to a new report. Home prices have risen by nearly 50% since COVID-19 pandemic, forcing house affordability to depressing levels. The report found property research firm Coaletti shows the cost of both buying and renting have climbed to levels beyond the reach of many Australians, with no expected relief. Despite the Reserve Bank of Australia taking the cash rate from 4.35% to 3.6% this year, it has done little to ease the pain. As of September, Australian median dwelling value was $860,529 compared to the typical household income of $104,390 per year before tax. The report also found that Sydney remained Australia's most expensive city, with an average of 16.7 years needed to save for a 20% house deposit. In international news, South Korea is considering mobilising its state-run National Pension Service, NPS, to stabilise the weakening won, which recently fell to a seven-month low of 1,477.1 per dollar. The government and financial authorities are discussing options such as currency hedging and increasing domestic investments to reduce pressure from the NPS large-scale overseas asset conversions. Officials emphasise the need to carefully balance stabilising the exchange rate with safeguarding the profitability and long-term returns of citizens' retirement funds, while ensuring the $1 rate does not disrupt the broader economy. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, with a possible shower and storms developing. It's currently 29 degrees, with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.